Hey, he said. I want to show you something.
He laid the guitar flat on the swing and picked up the grainy black and white photos.
Was it this place? He asked, handing one to her. Where you met my father?
She took the photo and studied it, then nodded.
Yes, it looks different now. I can see from this picture, those sweet curtains in the windows and the flowers growing, that it was a nice house once. But no one lives there now. It's just empty. The wind comes through because the windows are broken. When I was a kid, we used to play there. We used to run wild in those hills, and I used to play house with my cousins. They said it was haunted, but I always liked it. I don't know exactly why. It was like my secret place. Sometimes I just sat inside dreaming about what I was going to be.
He nodded, taking the photo back and studying the figures as he had so many times before, as if they might answer all his questions about his father.
You didn't dream this, he said at last, looking up.
No, she said softly. Never this.
Neither of them spoke for a few minutes. Sunlight slanted through the trees and cast shadows on the painted floor of the porch.
Okay, it's your turn again, she said after a minute, turning back to him.
My turn?
Tell me something your father doesn't know.
I'm going to Juilliard,
he said, the words coming in a rush, bright as music in the room. He told no one but his mother yet.
I was first on the wait list and I got accepted last week while he was gone.
Wow.
She smiled a little sadly.
I was thinking more in terms of your favorite vegetable, she said. But that's great, Paul. I always thought college would be great.
You were going to go, he said, realizing suddenly what she'd lost.
I will go. I will definitely go.
I'll probably have to pay my own way,
Paul offered, recognizing her fierce determination, the way it covered fear.
My father set on me having some kind of secure career plan. He hates the idea of music.
You don't know that,
she said, looking up sharply.
You don't really know the whole story about your father at all.
Paul did not know how to answer this, and they sat silently for several minutes. They were screened from the street by a trellis, clematis vines climbing all over it, and the purple and white flowers blooming. So when two cars pulled into the driveway one after the other, his mother and his father home so oddly in the middle of the day, Paul glimpsed them in flashes of color, bright chrome. He and Rosemary exchanged looks. The car doors slammed shut, echoing against the neighboring house. Then there were footsteps, and the quiet, determined voices of his parents back and forth just beyond the edge of the porch. Rosemary opened her mouth as if to call out, but Paul held up one hand and shook his head, and they sat together in silence, listening.
This day, his mother said, this week, if you only knew, David, how much pain you caused us.
I'm sorry, you're right, I should have called, I meant to.
That's supposed to be enough? Maybe I'll just go away, she said, just like that. Maybe I'll just take off and come back with a good-looking young man and no explanation. What would you think of that?